We are learning Mesechus Baba Kama, Daf Pei Dalet Amud Beis, and we are starting four lines from the bottom. Ahu Tura, the Olam Yada de Anuka. There was a certain shar, the Olas Yada de Anuka. It chewed a hand of a child. Osla Kameh de Rava, Amalahu, Zilu Shamiu Kavda. Go evaluate him like Evan, you pay for the Nezek. Omru Leva, Maru de Omar, Kalanisham Be'evan, and Gravenice of Babel. Didn't you say a Memra that anyone that it's not a Dava Kotzev, and it's something that you have to evaluate, you don't do that in Bavel. That's what I thought you said. Amalahu, you're right. Kol anishum ke'eved, you don't collect in Bavel. But here, l'tzricha di tofas. We have to evaluate, just in case the nizik grabs away from the mazik this money, we want, and we're not going to take it away from him. Lo mafkinam inei, we don't take it away from him. We have to know how much you're allowed to take. How much you're allowed to keep in his house. So we have to evaluate for that. You're right. We're not evaluating to collect the money. We can't collect it. But if he grabs it, we're not going to take away from him. Now, Rava l'tamei. The Amar Rava, niske shar v'shar, if a shar gets damaged by a shar, or niske shar v'adam, or a shar gets damaged by an adam, goy v'naisei bavel. Which means, if your shar gets damaged by another person's shar, or another person, the halacha is you collect that monetary payment in bavel. But niske adam ba'adam, if adam is mazik adam, or niske adam is shor, or shor is mazik adam, ain't going to raise a bubble. You don't collect the bubble. We have to know why. This is what Rava says. What's pshat? More is cash like this. Maishna niske adam ba'adam, if niske adam is shor, deloi, why niske adam ba'adam? And niske adam is shor, we say no, that you cannot collect. Why? Because elihim b'ino avaleka. It says in the parasha of the mazikim. It says, "Akod var pesha shara chamora sel salma kol vedas yemik yuzeh ad olihim yovid var shneim asher yeshin olihim yisham shneim v'reiu." Says the pasuk elikim there, and you need bezdin smuchim. You need smuchim. We don't have smuchim in Babel, so that's the pshat. Okay, so Adam, someone's mazik Adam or shara, you don't pay. Why you need smuchim? Niske shara v'shara v'shara nami. Elihim Binan. You also need there a bezin. You also need smuchim. The whole parasha says the same Elikim. So therefore, it should be a problem. Hello. So what's the chilek? What is the difference between if the shar gets damaged or Adam gets damaged? Ella maishna shar b'shar b'shar b'adam b'shuchasai k'rav dinon. So just like you say, that why if the shar gets damaged by a shar or Adam damaged shar, why do you pay? Ah, you don't have smuchim. Teretz is, you're the shlichus of the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. How do you always collect hadois v'avoyis? Hadois v'avoyis means if someone's money, they owe someone money, or halvoyis, there's edim that say that there was halva. How do you always do that? It also says in the parasha Lekim there. So how do you collect? Here it says, they're shlichas. So here also the shlichas. Okay, so the shlichas. When Adam gets damaged, gets hurt by Adam, or Shar hurts Adam, you should collect the osal. Shlichas ha'ik avdinon. Mida hadois v'avoyis. So what's the difference? I'm reading more answers. Kikav dinan shechasayu. V'midi l'kim le'begava. V'midi l'kim le'begava. Lo'yav shechasayu. The only time they make a shlichos is something that you could figure out and how much it's worth. You know how much a shor is worth. A shor, you go to the store, see how much a shor is worth, and finish. It's easy to figure out. Mashaikin to Adam, you have to evaluate him by selling him for Eved. Kilu is Eved, before and after, that already we're not shlichas for, because that needs evaluation, it needs a certain type of way of doing it, and that already shlichas doesn't help.
What's the halacha then?
Amri Shar.
What? Look, free?
Look, what?
This guy gets away scot free because we can't evaluate?
That's a very good question. So if you refer to our older shurim and say, no, there is it, then you have to mefayas him. The Rishonim say, there's a halacha, they have to be mefayas the person. It's like the Rabbanan de Gadin, that we make him advise him that he has to pay him something to make him happy. That's what you have to do, Lamaisa. That's brought down in the Rishonim in the Sugya before, at the end of the first parak, where we learned there that you don't collect knas and bavel. So there, the halacha is that you have to make him feel bad. You have to advise him. You have to, you can make him pay something. Make him pay something. You make sure you advise him. That's what it says. Yeah. But in any case, we're in the middle of a sugya here, we're in the middle of a cheshvin, so let's not lose the cheshvin. So, it says over here that something you don't know the value of, you're not a shlichas. So Mara asks, The Gemara is assuming you don't know how much the shor is worth. The Gemara is no. Go to the shuk and see how much it's worth. Go see how much effort it costs in the shuk. What's the big deal? What's the difference? A shor and ever, what's the difference? Va'oid, kasha number two is, tashlum kevah shumah v'chamisha, the kaitzi never shukasayu. If it's all tali and how much it's worth, so why don't we collect kefal and avar v'chamisha in Bavel? And we know we don't collect that. So why don't we collect that? We know we don't collect. It says, ain't donum dinik knossus bavel. We don't collect. Why not? That's, you know how much the value is. So it becomes shlichas of that. So must it's not the pshat. Amri, kiko avdinam shlichasayu b'mamayna. But knossus lo avdin shlichasayu. So it's like this. They only made a shlichas for mamay, not for knas. And that's why kefalem and dalavay is part. They're going to make a shlichas for knossus. And when someone damages a shard, that's not a knas. But when someone damages Adam, it's a knas. Frank the Gemara, Adam, Adam, the Mamayinu, never shukas out. Adam, Adam is a mammon. So he should make a shlichus. Now, it's very, the Gemara does not ask from Adam Bashar, which means the Shar and Mazik Adam, the Gemara understands that's a knas. And the reason is, like the Pnei Yeshua says, that the Chol Hezek Adam Bashar, meaning the Lashon of the Pnei Yeshua, the Chol Hezek Adam Bashar, Hainu Lav Orcha, but told the Karenhu, the Kaimelon, the Palga Niska Knossa. That the Palga Niska is Knossa, and therefore when he stood there was a Knas. The Kash is Odom Ba'od, that's not a Knas, it's a minor, you should become a Shlichas for that. So the Gemara, Kigavdin and Shtachisayu, but Milsa the Shchicha, Milsa the Shchicha, Givdin and Shachisayu, but Milsa the Shchicha, only someone has Shchiach. Odom Ba'odom, the Shchicha lived in Shachisayu. Odom Ba'odom is not Shchiach, therefore we don't make Shlichas. So the answer right now is that's not Shchiach. Pray to Gemara. Hare boishes. I'm taking out the word begam on purpose. Hare boishes the shchiach, but boishes is shchiach for someone to embarrass someone. Embarrass someone means through a maisa, but that does happen. So never shachasayu. That a person knocks over a guy's hand is not common. But if you give a guy a slap and you embarrass him, that is common. So you should be shlichus for that. Amri hachi nami echanami. Dora papa agve arame ezuzi lo boishes. Rav Papa collect the 400 zuz for boishes. Someone ripped his hair, pulled his hair, or made a hole in his ear. Both those cases, he charged 400 zuz for boishes. For 18 more, but no, but less than Rav Papa. The shalach of chister of Nachman, the shalach lay, and it's sent back to him. Chister, knos kamaz bavel. You collect the knos of a bavel, kamaz bavel. El ki avdin shuchasayu. So what's the bottom line? Ki avdin shuchasayu. A milsa the shchicha v'shuchasayu kiss. You need two things. The Bnei Bavel only a shlichas of Bnei Yisrael when you have two things. You have Milsa the Shchicha and you have Chesaron and Kis. Aval, and it's only you have loss, Baish is not Chesaron and Kis. Aval Milsa the Shchicha of less by Chesaron and Kis. In Ami, Milsa the Loi Shchicha is not Shchicha, but it's Chesaron and Kis. Loi Avdin Shchasau. Hilkach. So Gemara recaps it for us. Odom ba Odom. When an Odom hurts another Odom, Afgav this by Chesaron and Kis, Kim Loi Shchicha, Loi Shchasau. This is not Shchicha, you don't do Shchichas. And that's how it is. So that's what we're saying. We're saying like this. So mamon you collect. Knas you don't collect. Now, even in mamon, it depends. It has to be milsa de shchicha and chesar and kiss. Then you could collect. So you need a lot of different tanaim. It has to be mamon, it has to be chesar and kiss, and it has to be shchiach. So shar v'shar was saying you are collecting water. That's mamon, that's chesar and kiss, and that's shchiach. So the Gemara v'shar grave in Bavel, v'amur Rava shar shehizik ain't grave in Bavel. It says shar shehizik don't collect Bavel. The Azik man, who got damaged? Ilem the Azik Adam. If we're talking about that, the shar damaged the Adam, and that's what we're saying not collecting. So why did you pick that case? Say even Adam. My ear is shar the Azik Adam. I feel Adam the Azik Adam nami ain't grave in Bavel. Even the Adam that's Mazik Adam, we don't collect the Bavel because. And that's even more shchiach. Even though it's more shchiach for Adam to mazik Adam, you don't collect it. So of course, shor the mazik Adam. So why Rav said achidish? El pshita the azik shor. That's talking about the azik shor, and it says a shor the azik shor you don't collect. So it's shver. V'ktana ain't goyim is a bubble. Amri hosam betam. You're right. A tam you don't collect. Because that's a knas. Pagnas knasa. Hocha b'muid. And here we're talking about muid. So in Bavel depends. That shor and mazik shor you pay depends. If it's a tam, you don't pay. If it's a mu, you do pay. V'amur rava in mu'ud b'vavel. How do you get a mu'ud b'vavel? Since you can't pay tam, you can't have a mu'ud b'vavel. Amri the ayat hasam v'ayis la'acha became mu'ud eretz shol and it came here. Very well. But milsa shchichi, milsa shchichi on milsa v'din shchazau. Milsa shchicha that there's no shlichas there. So here's milsa shchicha that have a mu'ud here. The tam became mu'ud eretz shol and made it here. So the also born the house of Yeduhacha. The Rabbanon of Arizal came here and made him wood. So he said, Mosla Shichi, that the Rabbanon should come here and make him wood. But that was Mosla Shichi, the Inchosayo. Kamarava, the same regal, wasn't the cost of the new. Talking about that, you pay in Babel, that's the same regal, which is a mood with Chilasam. Mashainkin, by Karen, it's not possible because Tam doesn't pay and it can't become mood. I come mood there and come here, that's Lashkiach. So the bottom line is, that you only pay mama and you only pay shkiach and mitzvah and kiss. And that means the shor b'shor is dafka, shein v'rega, which is mu'ud mitchilasa, and it's not a keren at all, it's not a chatzinezek at all, and therefore, you're going to pay shor b'shor. That's the halacha over here. I just want to point out that the whole time we're saying that in Eretz Yisrael, b'shlechasau, the lot of Klal Yisrael was in Bavel while there was smuchim in Eretz Yisrael. The Klal Yisrael went to Bavel after the first Beis HaMikdash, and they stayed there even as the second Beis HaMikdash. When the second Beis HaMikdash got rebuilt, a lot of Klal Yisrael stayed in Bavel. So therefore, we had smuchim in Eretz Yisrael, and Bavel, we didn't have any smuchim. So there was shlichus of the dayanim of Eretz Yisrael. That's this whole idea. That's the whole idea of shlichus avdinim. Now we'll get back to Moshe's Bamba Kasha. So the Rosh in Siman Bay says, Kosher of Alphas, Minig Shtei Yeshivos. The Africa of the Ingrave and Knas, even though you don't collect the Knas, Menadinle, you put them into Nidu, add the Mephias the Chavre, until you Mephias. Because Yov Shir, my the Chosel Mesele, Sharina Lil Alter, Bain Mephias, Maridina, Bain Loy Mephias, Maridina. And if you have how much to give, so then you give that money, and then Mephias Mephias not. It says, and Zok the Rosh, the Ephesus, the Kronos, the Goinim, he, Avadin the Gemara, the Masmachi, the Mekane, Eloko, Gevia, Gdolim, isn't that Gevia? You're putting him into Chayrim until he pays, isn't that Gevia? He says, there must be a Tekonos Ga'inim. It's not Medina de Gemara. And he says, that it's about Gemara's really mashma. Not like that. I in the Rosh that discusses this question about how do you, if someone hurts someone, what do you do about payment? So not the Gemara Vait. It says in the Mishnah, Tsar means Kavoy Bespurim Masmer. You figure out how much it cost, how much the pain, how much you pay for that pain. So Gemara says like this. Sar shloim makam nezek mishtalim. The halacha is the Gemara has been mechadish now, and it sounds like from our Mishnah. Usually, when someone burns someone with a shpud or a masmir with a nail, it's usually no nezek. He didn't lose any limb. His value didn't go down. He just has tsar. So you see from our Mishnah that he paid tsar shloim makam nezek. Tsar shloim makam nezek mishtalim. Man Tana, who is the Tana holds that you pay Tsar even Shloim Makam Rezek? Omo Rava, Benazai. It's Benazai, the Tana of the Brisa. Rebbe Omer, Kviya Nemra Tchila. The Pasuk it says, Kviya Tachas Kviya, and it says, Petz Tachas Petzach, Chaburo Tachas Chaburo. That's the Lashon of the Pasuk. Kviya Tachas Kviya, Petz Tachas Petzach, Chaburo Tachas Chaburo. So Kviya is referring to, what Mara is saying right now, is referring to a wound that does not make the value go down of the person, and chabura makes the value go down. So it says kviya. So Rabbi Yaimi kviya nemra tchila, which means we'll see in a second. It means that kviya nemra tchila. But then when chabura comes, it's mechadish to us that it has to be dafka chabura. So you don't pay tsar shloim makam nezik. You only pay tsar if there is a nezik as well. But nazi am a chabura nemra tchila. That chabura is the ikr. That is the chabura is the nemra tchila. And when it says kviya, it's teaching us even without a chabur. But my kamifiki, the Mordechai explained exactly what we just said. My kamifiki, Rabbi Sava, kviya less be chabur mashma. Kviya is mashma era chabur. So kosh vachmona chabur, la gluya la the kviya less be chabur in, iloy loy. So chabur is mechash to us. No, you only pay dafka if it's a real chabur. But without a chabur, without having a nezek, you don't pay for tsar. Now, the Rebbe parents asks, okay, so just say chabur, when you kviya, takas kviya. So he says, because then I would think, if I just had chabur takas bura, I think that's also without damage. You need both of them to megalot us dafka with the damage you pay. Benazi sovar kviya this be chabura mashma. Kviya already sounds like with the chabura. Kosar achmon a chabura legluyelo the kviya less be chabura. The kviya is not a chabura, and therefore you chayiv even for a chabura, even without getting worth less. So right now the Gemara holds that Rebbe Shita is that you paid tsar only by makim nezek, only if it's a wound that makes it worth less. Ben Azai says he paid tsar even shloim makim nezek. So our Mishnah is going according to Ben Azai. Maskel v'rapapa, adrab ibcha mestavra. He says, first of all, I'd rather have Mishnah be Rebbe than Ben Azai. That's number one. And number two is, it's more mestavra that when they're saying the words, kviya nemra tchila, it's going on l'maskana. What is l'maisa? Maska, Papa, Adrab, Ephraim, Tabra. Rebbe, I'm a Kviya Nemer Tchila, so I've a Kviya this Bechavura, Masma. He holds really Kviya, it is Bechavura. Masma. Koshach Monachabura, like Luya, the Kviya less Bechavura. That's Begal to us. No, that Kviya means a Chavura. And when Rebbe says Kviya Nemer Tchila means that it's Kviya means without a Chavura. Benazi Omar, Chabur Nemer Tchila. That he holds chabura tchila, which means lemaskana means that kviya was with the chabura. Why? Because sava kviya less be chabura mash. But kviya really means vada chabura. Because when a chabura like gluya law, the kviya is be chabura in iloy loy. But maskana came. Everything's going in the maskana. So one way, Rav Papa is saying, I want to say to the Mishnah like Rebbe. So I'll tell you one way to read the machlekes is Rebbe sava kviya less be chabura. Rebbe kviya nemar tchila means that at the end of the day, kviya is mashma with ara chabura. And Benazir says, no, Chabur Nemer Tchila means at the end of the day, Kviya is Mashma with a Chabur. So our Mishnah is going according to Rebbe, not Benazir. In Nami, another way to learn the Machloek is Benazir and Rebbe. The Kuliyam Kviya Ben Nisbechur and Chabur Mashma. Of course, Kviya is Mashma with a Chabur. And says, Yechai. Vahocha, Bechlal Prat and Rechokum is ever next to Mifkvi. They're arguing about a Klal Prat that's not next to each other. We know that a Klal, a rule, then a Prat, is Megala what the Klal is. So here it says Kviya, which could go either way. Chabur says, no, it has to be with a Chabur. But the problem is not next to each other, because there's the words in between. Kviya takas kviya, pets takas pets, chabur takas wura. There's words in between. So the shaila is that called chaburas begalan kviya? Rebbe saw that in donois of klal prat, it's not a klal prat. Therefore, kviya means even without a chabura or with a chabura, makes a difference. You pay tzara no matter what. But the Azir saw that donois of klal prat and says, kviya is only chayev if it's a chabura, only if it has a chabura. So that's the machlekes. Either the machlekes before, like the first shot is, what kviya is mashma by itself, and then chabura is megalatos or not, or is there a klal prat? There's two machlekes, but either way, both these people are saying Rebbe holds kviya is chayiv, even and means yichayiv fatarim even shloy b'makim nezek. And our mishnah is going according to Rebbe. Benazi holds you need dafka nezek b'chayiv tzar, either because the second pshat is chabura is megalatos kviya is klal prat, or because like the first pshat holds that Benazi holds that Kviya less be chabura mashma, and then chabura is megalat us what it is. In any case, he holds you need a chabura to be a peitzar. Rebbe holds you know you don't need a chabura to be a peitzar, and that's our mission is going according to Rebbe. But if he the second pshat, what's pshat in Rebbe? Rebbe holds the kviya is mashma both ways. So then, why do you need chabura for? If it's mashma aside with a chabura and a chabura you peitzar, so what do you need the chabura for? Chitem chabura Rebbe lamali. And for the Gemara, domim miserim. What does domim miserim mean? Zok Rashi. Dom Yisrael, the like siv ela kviya takas kviya. Just said that. Hayir minon bein isbe chabura bein leisbe chabura. All you do is pay tsar. Make kviya mishalim. Al tarti, but nezek you don't pay. Kamaslo is bound to pay. You pay nezek also. That's the Rashi learns the Gemara. Think this. Remember, think about this. You just pay tsar, not nezek. Kamaslo chabura, you pay nezek also. So Frank Toisvis, there about Dom Yisrael, a few kashas. Kasha one is that from petzet takas petzet, we learn pay tsar v'makim nezek. So we know this already. And second of all, why would you pay tzar and path of an ezek? It makes no sense. So therefore, Tosfos has to come a nupshat. Tosfos has a little shver, but Tosfos has a nupshat. Tosfos has two kashas on Rashi, and if it's nupshat, nearly re, the dummy is saying, Shemeshalim bitzar, shiesh by roishim, yoysim bitzar shem by roishim. Av mishem bitzar vizeh yoysir, mivizeh, mishalim yoysir. Why? Fish miskane machmas ha roishim. So Tosfos is a maridik pshat. He says that if you have a permanent wound, then you pay more for tzar. Even though it doesn't hurt more, how does it hurt more? What's the difference? But since you're mezgane, it's considered it hurts more. Like some of the achorinim asked, the achorinim asked, voices, yeah, they freaked the achorinim. So I think in Dark and David, I saw in Dvar Yaakov talks about it, and he says that vice toys, that when something is more embarrassing, it hurts more. Vice says it hurts more. That's vice and toys. But either way, this Gemara needs a pshat. Don't be saying Rashi pshat, if you cash on it. Toys pshat, but we have two pshatim. Don't be saying it. Either means that you paid a nezek, even though you're paying tzar. That's Rashi pshat, which is a little bit shver. Toys says cash on that. Or it means you pay more tzar when there is nezek.